DeepLine script. Let's take a moment to orient ourselves to the global mood over the past 24 hours. What stands out is not a single crisis, but a sense that the world's underlying systems are being stretched in multiple directions at once. The guardrails that have kept the global order relatively stable, deterrence between rivals, the reliability of infrastructure, and the authority of key institutions are all being tested, sometimes simultaneously. Instead of a managed equilibrium, we're seeing more volatility, more fragmentation, and a greater risk that shocks in one area will spill over into others. The tone is less about isolated emergencies and more about a world where the usual tools for managing risk are under strain. Let's focus on the handful of situations that are shaping this new landscape. First, the escalation between Israel and Hezbollah is not just another flare-up. What's changed is that both sides are now willing to accept higher levels of risk and damage, breaking a long-standing pattern of mutual deterrence. This raises the stakes for the entire Middle East, threatening to pull in regional and global powers and disrupt energy flows far beyond the immediate conflict zone. The most likely path is a tense, violent standoff that stops short of all-out war, but the margin for error is thin. A single miscalculation or mass casualty event could quickly spiral into a much broader conflict, overwhelming efforts at mediation and destabilizing the region. Meanwhile, a coordinated cyber attack has paralyzed operations at several major European ports. This isn't just a technical glitch. It's a demonstration of how digital vulnerabilities can translate into real-world disruption. The immediate effect is a slowdown in global trade, but the bigger concern is how easily such attacks can cascade, testing the ability of both governments and private companies to respond. If the attack is traced back to a hostile state, we could see a cycle of retaliation that spreads to other sectors, potentially triggering a much wider supply chain crisis. For now, the expectation is a gradual recovery, but with higher costs and a renewed push for cyber resilience. On the economic front, the US Federal Reserve has signaled that higher interest rates are here to stay, at least for the foreseeable future. This is a structural shift, not a temporary adjustment, and it's already putting pressure on global financial markets, especially in emerging economies that are more vulnerable to capital outflows and credit shocks. The likely outcome is slower growth and some financial turbulence, but the real risk lies in the possibility of a policy misstep or an unexpected vulnerability triggering a broader financial crisis. The Fed's stance acts as a global anchor, and any instability here can ripple out quickly. Autumn food security is also under pressure, with severe drought warnings in key wheat-producing regions driving up prices. This isn't just about higher grocery bills, it exposes the fragility of the global food system. The most probable scenario is managed disruption, higher prices, some rationing, and localized shortages. But if major exporters impose bans or panic buying takes hold, we could see unrest, especially in countries that rely heavily on imports. Food shocks have a way of moving quickly from markets to the streets, threatening basic stability. China's military exercises near Taiwan have moved beyond routine signalling. The increased activity raises the risk of miscalculation and tests the resolve of the US and its allies. While both sides are likely to avoid direct conflict, the normalisation of higher military pressure could destabilise the broader Indo-Pacific region and disrupt critical supply chains. The danger is that a single incident could trigger a much larger confrontation, with global economic consequences. If we step back, what connects these situations is a single, powerful mechanism, the weakening of the systems that manage escalation and coordinate responses, whether it's military deterrence, financial policy, or the resilience of infrastructure. The feedback loops that once kept crises contained are now more prone to amplify shocks. As economic, technological, and security domains become more fragmented through sanctions, export controls, or decoupling, shocks in one area are more likely to propagate unchecked. Institutions are under pressure, and their ability to adapt is being tested in real time. The result is a world where the boundaries between security, economics, and society are increasingly blurred, and where the risk of cascading crises is elevated. So, what should you be watching for as signals of change? If cross-border violence on the Israel-Lebanon border escalates or results in mass casualties, it's a sign that the fragile equilibrium is breaking down. If the European port cyber attack is attributed to a state actor, or if similar attacks spread to other sectors, expect a rapid escalation in both cyber and economic warfare. Watch for signs of financial stress in emerging markets following the Fed's policy shift. If credit events start to cluster, the risk of a broader financial crisis rises. In the food system, export bans or sudden price spikes in wheat importing countries would indicate that managed disruption is giving way to instability. And in Asia, any direct confrontation or airspace incursions near Taiwan would signal a dangerous shift from signaling to action. To sum up, the most important thing to understand today is that the world is not facing a single crisis, but a convergence of risks that test the resilience of global systems. Most scenarios are likely to remain in a state of managed escalation, but the risk of surprises, especially those that cut across domains, is higher than usual. It's important not to overreact to every sign of tension or disruption. Most will be contained, at least for now. But the areas to watch most closely are those where feedback loops are tightening and where institutional responses are being stretched. That's where the potential for surprise and for systemic disruption is greatest. Estimated Qi duration. Minutes. Satin word count. Chiko 1.